This is Sunday Focus, a weekly public affairs program that looks at the topics affecting our society and the people who are making a change in the community each and every day. The people who have vision for the next generation. Sunday Focus presents new challenges for us, keeping you informed with topics of local and regional interest. Now the host of Sunday Focus, Christine Manica.
Hello and good morning, and welcome back to another edition of Sunday Focus. Do you ever feel like you need to do more to help a family or loved one struggling with mental health battles? Well, Lost and Found is the perfect organization for you to do more. Lost and Found is an organization in the Sioux Empire that focuses on mental health education for college campuses, workplaces, and family life. Eric Mucky with Lost and Found comes back on the show right now to talk about updates with the organization, how you can donate, and what Lost and Found's future holds. Eric, good morning, my friend.
Hey, good to be back with you, Christine.
Thanks for coming in and taking some time out of your busy schedule. So like we mentioned, Lost and Found is one of the many great organizations here in the Sioux Empire. So for anyone who isn't familiar, because the city keeps on growing, let's start with Lost and Found at the beginning.
Absolutely. Lost and Found is a suicide prevention nonprofit based here in the Sioux Empire. We serve statewide across the state of South Dakota and into Minnesota as well. And the services that we offer are very focused on three things: peer support, education, community education, and support for suicide loss survivors. We also have other services we provide to help organizations better understand their needs. And what this organization started as has much more humble roots than some of the nice words that I have to say, which is it started as the dream of 5 18-year-olds from the Mitchell area. So I grew up in Corsica, South Dakota. And the group of us that came together to form Lost and Found started out of a desire to do what you said, Christine, which was do more to prevent suicide. And our friend DJ Smith grew up going to Mitchell High School, had a wild idea to create a Facebook group in 2008 to get people together to share mental health resources with each other. And in that process, did something really cool, which was a high school student gathered something over 3,000 people online to share resources. So that's our kind of our humble beginnings, where we began. And the legacy of DJ in this case is getting to do more to prevent suicide. And over the past 14 years since Lost and Found started in 2010, our organization is one of the largest in the region, really focused on how do we prevent suicide for our next generation? And how do we provide resources that are easy for folks to get access to and get involved with? And so when you want to say you want to do more to help somebody, we're the place you can go.
So did you ever think 14 years ago this Facebook group would turn into what it is today?
Absolutely not. My honest truth in this is when I started with the organization, I was just an 18-year-old graduate of Corsica High School, getting ready to go to the University of South Dakota to study accounting. And so I would join the board in 2010 as the treasurer because, you know, accounting and being a treasurer for a nonprofit makes sense. But the personal connection for me goes further, where I think seeing how we've gone from that, you know, very humble beginning, 18-year-olds just having an idea to want to do more to prevent suicide and taking action, turned into a lot of impacts. When you go through your college experience and your life experience, I've lost a few friends to suicide. I've gone through suicide ideation and severe depression myself. And so living through that experience and knowing that I had such great help and resources really reminded me that I had something that a lot of folks don't, which is the resources to keep going. And this organization, I know why it continued and why it built, and it had everything to do with how much of a need this organization serves. And so it's hard to believe that we were just a Facebook group, but 14 years later, honestly, I'm not super surprised that we're here. I'm just glad and grateful I get to serve it every day.
What do you think DJ would say?
Oh, man.
It's a loaded question, I know.
I think he would be shocked. Unfortunately, DJ passed a couple years ago, and so I know he got a chance to see a lot of this grow and change. And so now being where we are, I think he'd be very surprised but also proud that, you know, the simple dream of an 18-year-old to help make the world a brighter place came true.
Absolutely. And you know, Lost and Found, it's such a strong organization here in the Sioux Empire. And you have programs that reach out not just to adults, but we mentioned also students on college campuses. Can you talk about Lost and Found's impact on college campuses?
Yeah, we are. I like to say we're everywhere. If you go to an institution of higher education in South Dakota, you're working or you'll see Lost and Found. What we provide on college campuses starts and begins with that spirit of doing more, and that is providing peer support. We operate our peer-to-peer mentorship program right now at 9 campuses in South Dakota and Minnesota, and we also have student organizations that gather students to teach them how to be advocates for themselves, for others, and for their community when it comes to mental health and suicide prevention. The thing that I like to say, though, about our work on college campuses is we're not just the faces that you see. What you also get from our work on college campuses is systems level work. And that's a lot of words to say. We work directly with leaders of college campuses to better understand their needs on the entire mm-hmm. campus and look at strategies and resources and tools that will help the entire campus. And so, you know, when I think about the number of students involved in our programs, we have about 200 students involved in our peer-to-peer mentorship program across the region. But when you think about the impact, when we talk about how do you change policies, how do you provide training and education to staff, how do you make sure that you're getting resources in the hands of students so they know where to go when a crisis arises, you know, we're not just impacting a few hundred students, we're really impacting thousands of students and their families and the staff and faculty on those campuses. So the impact is large.
Absolutely. Now, when college students approach Lost and Found, it's not an easy topic to discuss. So how would you approach a student that either is searching for help or maybe wants to become that mentor for someone special in their life?
Think about the way that you would approach the challenges that you faced if you were kind of starting out on your own, whether you were in college or not. I think there's something really simple here, which is when we're trying to find our way in our life, sometimes we need a little extra help. And right. That's really what this is this program, peer-to-peer mentorship, certainly is helpful towards your mental health. It helps build coping skills. It builds resilient skills. It builds those tools you need to navigate mental health for the rest of your life. But what peer-to-peer mentorship is really about is more about community mm-hmm. and having that connection. And so what I like to say is if you're feeling a little isolated, if you're feeling alone, if you're really struggling with something and you don't really know where to go, talk to Lost and Found. Get in touch with a peer mentor because I know that they'll be able to help you. And they'll be able to also help you find resources that'll get you where you need to go. You know, Lost and Found isn't the be-all, end-all, but mm-hmm. we certainly are the connector that you need on your college campus.
So what type of services or assistance do college kids look for when they come to Lost and Found?
Yeah, when they're looking for us, they're looking maybe for a few things. One, they might be struggling with an academic or financial issue. They might also be looking at ways to say, you know, we would normally go to campus counseling, but we're not really sure if we can get in right away, or we might need other resources. And so that's one thing that we assist with. But I think a lot of things that might seem simple to you and I, or maybe big deals in college, are what brings students to us. So they're looking for services and understanding of how do you navigate a really tough relationship, a breakup, how you navigate challenges of feeling alone or isolated, trying to build connection in a place where you may not have friends or right. family nearby. And so it seems really simple and straightforward, but the services we provide really focus on how do you set goals and how do you set actions that you can take to find those connections, find those resources. If it means working with a mentor to navigate those hard questions of life, we can do that. The other side of that is we can also get you to help on campus for specific issues like a financial aid issue, an academic issue, some of those things.
Can you share some stories of students that have benefited from Lost and Found?
I can. And I always try to make sure keeping some privacy here. I think about some of the stories that have been shared with me. One in particular, I'm a rural kid. Mm-hmm. I grew up in Corsica, like I said. And I think about my college experience at the University of South Dakota, where I had kind of some built-in support systems there from my parents and my family. But I had a lot of friends who came to USD from rural communities that they were the first generation of their family to go to college. And I think about a story I received from one of our campuses where a student really came forward and came kind of acknowledged they were isolated and alone. And though they did really well in their rural school, they were very talented mm-hmm. academically, very involved. When they came to college, they really just did not know where to go, and they hadn't really adjusted to life on campus. And so they got connected to us through campus counseling services on their campus. The campus counselor said, you know, you have things that we can work through here, but you know, you might just need a helping conversation with a friend and find ways to build those social connections. And so they worked with a peer mentor on their campus, and that peer mentor went to work with them to help them get connected to places that would be helpful and passionate for them, but then also quite simply gave them some time to talk through skills that they could build to say, how do I reach out? How do I connect mm-hmm. to people? How do I build some of these skills that I didn't necessarily have to in my community at the time because of how tight-knit or how connected you were already in the community? And so finding ways to build those connections to get out and get connected really helped that person and help them overcome some challenges in their life that might have led them back to counseling services. And we're grateful that they had that partnership and we could get them the help they needed.
If you are just listening, we are being joined in the studio with the executive director and CEO of Lost and Found, Eric Muckey. So college kids have their issues. Mm-hmm. Adults, we have a lot of issues.
Yeah, we
too.
Do.
So when adults come to Lost and Found, now that we covered the college kids, what are they looking for? Because problems are different.
Extremely. So I think the main thing that we do, if you hear the word suicide prevention, you might think of something very specific and that, you know, we're going to call a call center to say somebody, you know, in our life, us, a loved one is in crisis. When we talk about suicide prevention at Lost and Found, what we're talking about is really getting upstream to say, how do we prevent challenges before they even begin? And our work, when it comes to working with adults in the community, really focuses on training and education. And it focuses on creating, especially workplaces that are safe and healthy for folks to work in. And so what I think services that adults are looking to us for, you know, going back to maybe their kids, they're trying to have a hard conversation with their kids and they may not know how to, or they might be looking at their workplace saying, you know, there's things that we can improve upon and we see mental health coming into our workplace that we may not know how to handle. And so how do we get ahead of that and support our team? How might we, you know, some adults coming to us saying they're at the other stage of this where they've experienced a loss. They've experienced a loss of a loved one or a friend or family member to suicide, and they're just looking for answers and trying to figure out how to get help. And so we're there for all of that. And that's, I think, maybe important to know about Lost and Found. Whether you are really struggling or you aren't, we're here to help for you. And we're here to provide services that can give you that training and education. And also, you know, are experiencing that crisis at the you know, loss of a loved one, we can be there for you too.
Is it harder for adults to open up about this topic or easier for adults? Same thing with college kids too, in your opinion.
I think it's maybe a little bit harder at times for an adult to do so, in the sense of speaking from lived experience and from some of the clients and community members we serve. It's harder to open up when you're really trying to take care of other people. And sometimes it may be hard to say, I need help when I'm here to be the help and support for others. So I think it's important to keep that in context. You know, I also say too, our next generation's our greatest hope. I always love saying that.
Yeah.
And I think college students are a lot more open to sharing when they need help.
So whether it's a college student or an adult, how does it feel to be part of someone's journey like this?
You know, it's really gratifying to see that shift. I think often of folks that we've served in a training and education capacity where they came to us because they knew how hard life is when experiencing a suicide loss, or they know that their community and family are struggling. And so coming to us to learn a new skill about, you know, how do I have a hard conversation if somebody's experiencing suicide ideation, all the way to I have skills that I can develop to say, how do I help somebody learn how to navigate the mental health resources that are in their community and have a conversation with my kids? Mm-hmm. It's really gratifying to be a part of that and know that because of you, you may have saved somebody's life. You may have given them a chance and a shot at life that others might have said, you know, this is, you know, write it off. You can move away from it. So it's hard to have conversations about mental health and suicide, but honestly, the more you talk about it, the easier it is for us to overcome that stigma. And it doesn't plant the seed in somebody's mind. It's really important to say, if you are struggling and you know somebody who is, it's more important to ask them the question directly than it is to let it be, because, you know, you may regret it later on. It's more important to be clear and be open about it and say it's not planting an idea in somebody's mind, mm-hmm. because they need to have that relief, and they need to have that support from their family and their friends.
I think it's good to know, too, that it's not a one-size-all-fits program. You change your methods and your programming for people who need some, maybe a little extra help, or maybe can back off a little bit and say, okay, figure it out. We gave you the tools. How are you going to use them?
Yeah, it's really most important to say, you know, for anybody listening, if you're an adult in any kind of community where you're trying to support kids, support young adults, whether it's in the workplace, in your church, in your place of worship, and your you know, day-to-day life, you may be the answer that somebody needs. You may be the person who has to have that hard conversation. And so getting involved with Lost and Found to get trained and have those conversations so you feel confident going into those conversations is one of the best ways you can do more to prevent suicide.
So since the last time we talked, whether we're on the microphones or outside of the microphones, I do say I do know Eric Mucky personally very well. There have been a lot of exciting developments in the program, that bill that was passed in Pierre in 2023. So what's been happening since? I'm just going to kind of let you talk here.
Well, we've been in a fun stage of life. Happy to explain more about the bill in 2023. I know Lost and Found and a coalition of partners statewide in South Dakota came together in a bipartisan fashion to fund youth and young adult suicide prevention with state dollars for the first time. And so that $2 million investment is paying dividends. We'll talk about that more in a little bit. But I also want to stress, too, there's been a lot of interesting life changes since I joined you here. Since I joined you here last time, Christine, of course, on a personal level, got married. Mm-hmm. So you might have seen my wife, Sadie Sweer, on here a few times.
Oh, is that right?
But I also was recently elected to serve District 15 in the South Dakota House of Representatives. And so I'm looking forward to serving in Pierre. I know there's a lot of really good things that we can continue to accomplish at Lost and Found, and I'm excited to be part of the mission there as well going forward. I'm just seeing new ways to be able to impact your state in a positive way.
So you're excited, you're relieved, you're ready to go for this next chapter.
Yeah, absolutely. We're ready to move forward. It's an exciting time. Like I said, just looking forward to getting up to Pierre.
And you're very excited to make changes, too.
Absolutely. I think what I look forward to being in Pierre, it's continuing to advocate for the things that my district has shared with me that are important. So public safety, public education, really focusing on how do we make healthcare continue to be accessible and affordable for folks. And I think the biggest issues that I see coming down the way for our district that have been raised to me are affordable childcare and affordable housing. So really talking about kitchen table economic issues that impact people's daily lives. And I know my rural roots, too. And mm-hmm. I think talking about those things, those are the same things that are happening everywhere across the state. So I'm excited to be able to use my voice and use my experience to help address those and also get to do really good work at Lost and Found.
So what are some of the goals you have in the year ahead for Lost and Found?
Yeah, we're really focusing as much as possible on how do we train and educate as many people across the state as we can. I know also, too, we've made a bit of a shift. We continue to do our work on college campuses and will do so for the foreseeable future. But we are really making a stride into the workplace. We know that workforce development is one of our most critical issues in South Dakota. When you have such low unemployment, it's a good thing our economy is strong, but it also means that we have a shortage of workers. And so finding ways to take care of the people who are here and doing that work is one thing that we've come forward to at Lost and Found, where if you're running an organization, we have tools for you that can help you better understand the needs of your employees and take action every year. And so those two things are really critical. But I think really the third thing, you know, in the past 2 years, Christine, we talk about the bill. House Bill 1079 passed in 2023 in the South Dakota legislature. Since that was passed, that put $2 million of new funding into youth and young adult suicide prevention in high schools and college campuses. And since that bill has passed, we are seeing a decrease in suicide among folks under the age of 29.
Oh, and so, wow.
Suicide is a leading cause of death in South Dakota for South Dakotans under the age of 29. And we were reaching record levels in 2021 just before the bill was passed. And so for us to see an actual decrease, continuous decrease for the first time in probably 20 years, says a lot for what that action can take. And if you don't believe, sometimes I know we have a lot of cynicism, and I share some of that too. You know, our politics can be so divisive and so hard to navigate. But I tell you this, when you go to peer and you talk about local issues and you talk about things impacting South Dakotans, and we come up with solutions like this, that's a real product of something that says we want to care about our state. We want to care about the people who live here. We passed something that made an impact, and it's literally saving lives. And so I'm so glad I get to see the continuation of that. Mm-hmm. And I think at Lost and Found in the year ahead, we really want to build on that and say, how do we help other communities and other places around the state who need this support? And so we're proven, we've shown our track record. Yeah. Now we want to get out and do more.
So clearly the bill that was passed in 2023, you've seen the impact it's made on Lost and Found.
Absolutely.
What more has to be done?
You know, I think the big thing I shared in that goal in the year ahead, we saw a decrease in suicide for South Dakotans under 29. Continuing to invest in our schools and our campuses is really going to be critical. And that's where I talk about training and education. How do we make sure we're getting that in the hands of as many teachers, school officials, parents, community members as humanly possible? That's how we know things are working, is when you're able to have those conversations. I think the other thing that's going to be really important, like I said, is working in workplaces. And the reason we're doing that is, though we saw really great things happen for our youth, the real challenge right now is we actually saw a very big spike for 30-somethings and 40-somethings. Mm-hmm. And so in the past year, 25% of all suicides in South Dakota happened between the ages of 30 and 39.
Wow.
And so I think it's really critical for us to look hard at our workplaces to say, we don't normally bring that to work with us, and that's okay. But we really have to understand the conversations that happen at work, where you're spending a large chunk of your time as an adult, is maybe a good place for us to have those conversations and say, how do we help each other and how do we help ourselves? And so that's where I know in the year ahead, Lost and Found's going to really start focusing its time.
If you are just listening, we're being joined by Eric Mucky. He is the executive director and CEO of Lost and Found. So whether it's starting a conversation like what we're doing right now, or maybe at a Lost and Found event, there's always ways to help the community and those who are struggling with mental health. Now, Eric, there was an event. Was it the gala that happened?
Yep.
How did that go? I was a part of it, yep. But what ended up being the result?
Yeah, Make Your Mark Gala. We host every year in the fall to bring together community members to talk about making your mark in mental health. And we were able to raise around $25,000 net for that. So we're really grateful for the community support. That'll help go a long way to make sure we continue to advance our work in terms of training and education and support for suicide loss survivors across South Dakota.
It wouldn't be what it is now without the help of that community.
Absolutely.
Especially with the new donation campaign.
Yep. So Lost and Found, on the heels of that, we are hosting a new campaign for us called Resilience Champions. And what that means is that kind of like if you've ever participated in any way, shape or form with a Facebook fundraiser, you know, that's really simple ways to get folks involved and say, you know, it's my birthday or it's a special event and I really want to support an organization and cause that I care about. This is a really simple way for you as a community member to get involved with our mission and really make sure that we're raising the resources necessary to save lives in South Dakota. And so the campaign is really simple. If you'd like to participate, you can reach out to us at Lost and Found. Go to resilienttoday.org or reach out to us on social media and join up as a Resilience Champion. And Resilience Champions host their own mini campaigns between now and December 20th to raise anywhere between $250 to $500. But really thinking about, how do you engage a broader group of people in your life to talk about mental health and suicide? And that's really what it's about, is how do we reach out into our community, to every person, every level? If you're considering donating to Lost and Found, we really appreciate your generosity. And if you're not at that stage, it's okay. But it's important to know that people in your life care about you and that there are mental health resources available. And so if we're successful, which I hope we are, we're gathering 75 to 100 people across the state and across the region to raise $500 each. And our goal is to raise $50,000. And exciting news, we do have some matching opportunities that are coming. So keep an eye on our social media platform to know generous supporters in our community who are ready to match those dollars.
They are very active on social media, by the way. Isn't it kind of funny how it all ties back to Facebook?
It does.
Lost and Found started on Facebook, and now this campaign is connected to Facebook.
Yeah, it's a really simple way. You know, I get a kick out of this fundraising campaign. You know, whether you're giving $5, $10, $50, $500, something as simple as just sharing a Facebook post and sharing what mental health means to you really gets people involved and connected. And I think that's what's special about this Resilience Champions campaign. There's a way for you to be a champion for resilience, a word that we use frequently to talk about how do you build your skills for your mental health. Being a champion is important because it gives other people the chance to know that they're being heard too. And so I really encourage you, if you'd like to get involved with Lost and Found, join us for our Resilience Champions campaign. Between now and December 20th, you can start anytime, but just reach out to us by going to resilienttoday.org and using our contact form, or you can message us on Facebook or Instagram, Twitter, whatever social media platform your heart desires, and you can find us on there as well.
Now, why should anyone consider donating to Lost and Found? You already gave a plethora of reasons, and it's a blunt question to ask, too, because you got Giving Tuesday. It's the season of giving. Why should anyone say, okay, let's go to Lost and Found?
There has never been a more important time to support life-saving programs that are in your community. I'd like to say in South Dakota, Lost and Found has served over 40 communities across our state and counting. We continue to build our footprint. And so what's important is the dollars that you give to us are saving lives right now here in South Dakota in your community. Whether you may see it or not, you know, it's hard. Sometimes hard to say, you know, tangibility of like, hey, somebody's life is saved. They're still here. That's the point. We're still here. And so I think it's really critical to know your dollars are staying local. They're staying with an organization that has a track record. And most importantly, you are literally saving lives at a time and for a cause that's really been impacting our state negatively for years. And you're seeing the real results. So don't get it twisted. Your dollars really do make a difference in this case. And donating right now means going into a holiday season, a hard season for some folks, that those dollars be put to use right away to help save lives.
What will the future of Lost and Found look like going forward? If you had a crystal ball in your hand and you could see 3, 5, 10 years down the road, what does that look like?
Lost and Found is a partner that you can trust in your community. And I really believe that over the next 5 to 10 years, you'll see that Lost and Found is in your community. It's providing resources. It's giving you peer support and conversation. But when you hear the words Lost and Found, you won't hear, hey, where's my missing phone? Or, hey, where's my missing keys? You're really thinking of Lost and Found is about giving hope and doing more to prevent suicide. And over the next 5 to 10 years, we're really hopeful and grateful to continue our work in South Dakota, but also in states nearby. So if you have friends in Minnesota, Iowa, Nebraska, Wyoming, Montana, North Dakota, anywhere else, Illinois, we're here. We're ready to help our community, and we're ready to make an impact.
Eric Mucky, the executive director and CEO of Lost and Found. Anything else you want to add before we get on up out of here?
You know, you can always do more to prevent suicide, folks. Suicide is preventable, and I know how much of an impact it's had on our communities in South Dakota. This is a South Dakota issue with the South Dakota solution that's Lost and Found, and I encourage you to get involved with us. Go to resilienttoday.org and become a resilience champion today.
Awesome. Again, it's Eric Mucky, the executive director of Lost and Found. I'm so excited for you, my friend.
Thank you.
I know you're busy too, so thanks so much for taking time to sit down with us today.
Thanks, Christine. Good to be with you.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
St. Joseph's Indian School is much more than a school for Native American children.
It's like a family. Classes are fun here. I am learning about my culture.
Since 1927, St. Joseph's Indian School has provided children the education, health care, and support they need to succeed. To help give our kids brighter futures, learn more at stjo.org today.
Sunday Focus is a public affairs program of Results Radio, Town Square Media, Sioux Falls.